Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is October 5th, 2014. So let's take a look at how planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. The Uranus K2 combination, augmented by Jupiter's aspect, continued to deliver crisis situations in world events last week. This planetary pattern is not going away anytime soon. All three significators are slow-moving, which will keep the energy manifesting in one form or another for the next several months. Additionally, right now, and for the next few weeks, Mars, the planet of action, is also receiving the aspect of Jupiter, adding even more encouragement for making things happen, even to the point of violence. Uranus is the planet of freedom and independence, combined with Ketu, a spiritual planet signifying idealism, both being amped up by the trine aspect of Jupiter, planet of optimism. This is the energy that is giving hope and encouragement to all freedom fighters and rebels the world over. The latest manifestation of the energy is the situation in the city of Hong Kong, which has gone into full-on protest mode in response to the Chinese government's plan to control who the citizens of Hong Kong can nominate for municipal elections. The big question is, how will Beijing respond? Will it be with a concession to the democracy protesters, or will it be with a Tiananmen Square bloodbath? Mars is the planet of violence. It is strong in its own sign, Scorpio, and getting a boost from the trine aspect of Jupiter. And now, Mercury has begun its retrograde phase, which isn't a good sign. Mercury retrograde promotes misunderstanding, misinterpretation, distortion of information, media screw-ups, and all of that. The moon enters Pisces on Monday, and the full moon eclipse will be Wednesday. The energy of the full moon, combined with Uranus, the planet of sudden events, could be the match to the fuse. Venus, the planet of advice and guidance, now both debilitated and combust, is not to be trusted, and through its relationship with Mercury, Venus is creating distortion to the planet of information and rational decisions. An interesting manifestation of this occurred last week when Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got up before the UN and then for President Obama in Washington and made his case that the fight against militant Islam is indivisible. Netanyahu was trying to equate Israel's fight against Hamas and Iran with the West's fight against ISIS, and he sees the real enemy as Iran. He even went so far as to say that the Sunni Arab nations and Israel have a common cause, defeat of ISIS and Iran. This past weekend, Mercury began its retrograde period, which makes things even less rational. There's been a lot of concern and paranoia in the USA lately over the consequences of taking on the Islamic militants known as ISIS, and also the potential of Ebola spreading to this country. Question is all this paranoia warranted? Interestingly, the transit of Mars to the USA chart seems to say yes. Mars transiting through the 12th house is interpreted as an attack from a hidden enemy. One of the significations of the 12th house of a country's chart is epidemics. Mars, the planet of infections, transiting in the USA 12th house strongly suggests some problem on that front. Of course, we already have the Antero 68 virus rampaging through the country. But then last week, the Ebola horror made landfall in the USA when a Liberian man infected with the disease came to Dallas and subsequently manifested symptoms and then got put into quarantine. Along with those he was staying with, after he had had contact with quite a number of people. On September 25th, Venus entered Virgo, its sign of debilitation. By the middle of last week, Venus was thoroughly combust, within 6 degrees of the Sun, in other words, so close to the Sun that we can't see it. Therefore, the significations of Venus are in serious trouble. The planet of value, being weak, makes us question our values. When we can't see Venus, it's even harder to determine what something is actually worth. The question of what is it worth has been a central theme over the past week. According to a government report, the campaign against ISIS has already cost the USA nearly $1 billion. Just one of those Tomahawk cruise missiles costs over $1 million. Last week, we saw the Venus problem get expressed through the financial markets, which were down, up, and then there was the announcement that J.P. Morgan Chase had had its computer records hacked, compromising the personal data of 83 million customers. And now it appears that several other financial institutions also suffered cyber attacks. Venus is finances and financial companies. Mercury is data and information, and they are tied together by being in each other's signs. Venus is also the significator of guidance and advice, and in a country's chart indicates the cabinet ministers, agency heads, president's advisors, counselors, and so forth. Besides being weakened by being in Virgo and combust the Sun, Venus is also receiving the direct aspect of Uranus, the planet of disruption. 2 weeks ago, Attorney General Eric Holder announced his resignation, and this week it was Secret Service Director Julia Pearson, who obligingly offered her own head to the Congressional Oversight Committee as compensation for the recent lapses committed by the President's Security Corps. Also note how Venus is transiting in the USA 10th house, indicating that the problems with advisors is happening at the highest level. This pattern for Venus continues until the planet leaves Virgo on October 18th. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.